15th day of Advent, Sunday, December 15, 2024. The powerful King. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. This is the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. John 2, 7 to 8 and 11. What a curious way to begin a ministry to save the world. God is ever full of surprises. When you think of all the miracles that Jesus performed, turning water into wine so that a wedding reception could keep going is pretty insignificant in the grand scheme of things. Jesus' first miracle wasn't a dramatic healing or the feeding of multitudes. It was providing wine for a wedding feast. At first glance, it seems so ordinary, so unimportant. But isn't that just like God, to show up in the mundane and turn it into something miraculous? While I have no doubt that Jesus turned literal water into literal wine, the best wine anyone has ever had, there is a powerful symbolism at play. Wine often represents joy in the scripture. And at this wedding in Cana, the wine was gone and the joy was about to run out. How often do we feel the same way? We strive, we celebrate, we live, and yet without Jesus, our joy is fragile and finite. But when Jesus is present, he provides joy that doesn't just refill, it overflows. The wedding itself points to an even greater reality. Human history is heading towards the ultimate celebration, the wedding supper of the Lamb, where Christ the bridegroom will be united with his church forever. The miracle at Cana whispers of this coming day when joy will be eternal, untainted by sorrow or lack. And then there's the undeniable display of Jesus' power. He takes ordinary water and transforms it into the finest wine. With this act, he reveals his authority over creation, his compassion for the needs of the people present, and his desire to manifest his glory. The result of all of this, his disciples believed in him. In our lives, Jesus still shows up in surprising ways, meeting us in our lack and offering his abundance. But are we bringing our empty jars to him? Are we trusting him to fill them even when we can't yet see how? Today, let us remember that Jesus is the source of lasting joy, the bridegroom who prepares a place for us at his table, and he is the Savior who transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary. Whatever is empty in your life, bring it to him. He is more than able to fill it to the brim and beyond. Some questions for reflection. In what areas of your life do you feel like the wine has run out? How can you invite Jesus into those places? How does the thought of the wedding supper of the Lamb give you hope in your current season? Are you trusting Jesus to work even when you don't fully understand his plan? This is an excerpt from The King is Born, an Advent devotional produced here at Christ is King Church. If you'd like a copy for yourself, you can visit us on our website, christisking.church, or visit us here in person any Sunday in December. We'd be happy to give you one that you can use with your family as you keep Christ central in this Christmas season.